Hi, this is Dr. Roger Steinert, Chair of Ophthalmology and Director of the Gavin Herbert Eye Institute at the University of California, Irvine. I'm reporting again today from the Hawaii Eye Meeting in beautiful Kauai, another gorgeous day here. And the Tuesday morning session for comprehensive ophthalmology was devoted to cataract complications. Dr. David Chang led a spirited two-hour session where he intermixed cases of with complications and had panel discussion on various points as the cases evolved, and had audience responses to what the audience would do to manage some of these challenges. This really generated a lot of interesting discussion, a lot of different opinions, and was just very highly educational. This was followed by a mini-symposium that I chaired with David, and the theme of this year of that symposium was on astigmatism and how we manage it, how we can fix it. So we had presentations on the femtosecond laser, including the very interesting option of doing astigmatic keratotomy with the femtosecond laser, but not fully opening the little bridges that are still present after femtosecond laser incisions, and then being able to open those postoperatively or partially open them at surgery and then expand them if you need a bigger effect postoperatively at the slit lamp with a Sinsky hook. This was also accompanied by a fair amount of discussion as to toric IOLs versus astigmatic keratotomy. And at least among the panelists involved, toric IOLs are certainly gaining in popularity. Now, the figures on marketing show that toric IOLs are probably gaining 2 to 3% market share every single year going forward. Total use really depends on both success and people's sense of the upper limit, or in this case, perhaps lower limit on practical utilization. It's interesting to see how this is continuing to shift as we have better solutions for astigmatism. The current number most commonly cited by speakers for the desired residual postoperative astigmatism is now under 0.5 diopters. And we don't have any toric IOLs that do that. We have no multifocal IOLs or in the United States that have any astigmatic correction. We do have the crystal lens with called TrueLine that has the toric added capability, and we all know that the astigmatism correction in multifocal IOLs is working its way through the FDA process. A fair amount of the symposium was devoted to systems for recognizing the position of a lens and then doing something about it. There are the various systems from Alcon, the so-called Varion system that they have developed that's also intended to integrate with the femtosecond laser. There's the systems from Zeiss, known as Callisto, and I gave a very brief synopsis of that. But at the end of the day, the remaining issue that came up again and again was that that Dr. Doug Koch has brought to the fore, which is the impact of the posterior cornea on residual astigmatism, and the finding that on the average, patients with against the rule astigmatism will have more astigmatism than their anterior keratometry suggests, on the average of about 0.5 diopters. And conversely, if they have with the rule astigmatism, the posterior cornea may subtract about half a diopter of residual astigmatism compared to what you would calculate from the anterior keratometry readings. Now, of course, the problem with that is those are averages. And in my own conversations with Doug Koch, he has absolutely confirmed and verified that there's a lot of variability in this. And what we really need is the ability to measure the posterior cornea accurately. Now, we have no preoperative method of doing that. What we do have, though, is one commercial system in the United States at this point, the WaveTech Aura, and another in development, which is the Clarity Holos, that have the ability to do intraoperative measurements, which in the aphakic state, when you measure the eye, you will get the total residual astigmatism, including the front and the back, now assuming that there is no artifact. So there's a fair amount of discussion about how to minimize artifact, and it seemed to me that the consensus among all of the users of the WaveTech Aura system was to inflate the eye with a cohesive, not a dispersive, but a cohesive ophthalmic viscoelastic device, and that allows you to get the pressure up to about 20 fairly reliably with no wound hydration and no artifact from wound hydration, and that is enough to give a very accurate reading without any artifact from lid speculum or lid drape or other possible sources of artifact. So I hope that that's been of some interest, and on behalf of Medscape, thank you very much for listening.